Now, in the 1970s, you've travelled to different parts of Africa, Zaire, Nigeria and Ghana, and you spent some time in Ghana with a band. Tell me the name of the band.
It was the Hedgeless. I was actually introduced to Hedgeless sounds by Fela Kuti, the great Fela. We'd been looking for each other from the time he was here at King's College. People told us about each other, and we started corresponding very early, but we only met 13 years later when I felt that I had peaked and that I couldn't stay in America anymore. The kind of success that is accepted in America was not a good perspective for me, because coming from a country that was where my people were oppressed, I didn't feel that acquisition and like the kind of fame of showbiz fitted me, and I was very homesick. I couldn't go back to South Africa, so I decided to take a pilgrimage to Africa. And I wrote to Fela and told him that I would like to be able to play with Africans, musicians, and I couldn't go, you know, south where I came from. And he invited me. He said, be my guest. Come to Nigeria and be, you know, a guest artist with my band.
Yeah.
And when I tour West Africa, there'll be a band that will open for us at every country. And his first stop was Ghana. And when we were in Accra, there was a band called Edgeless Sounds that they opened for him.
Yeah.
So at the end of their show, he came to me and said, what do you think? I said, I'm staying here. So I stayed with Edgeless Sounds, and I stayed with them for 2 months and learned everything. And I taught them, learned all their repertoire and taught them some songs. And the fella made it possible for us to come down to Lagos and record at EMI Studios an album called Masikela Introduces Hedgeless Sounds, which took off in the States.
Yeah.
So we went to the States, and with that band I recorded like, many albums. The Boys Doing It was the third one. The second one was I'm Not Afraid, and that songs like Steam Ella, The Cold Train and The Marketplace and The Boys Are Doing It. Etc. Etc.
So, are those recordings still available today on CD? Do you know?
I don't know if they're available. Actually, no, they are. They're not. The boys, the boys doing it is available on CD.
Okay.
But the two earlier ones, which I thought were better, haven't been put into CD yet. They're all on Universal. You know, that's who owns them. But usually, the record companies really don't know what they have.
Yeah. They don't know the good things they have.
Yeah.
So, having been to all those countries in Africa, apart from South Africa, which is your favorite place to live in,
well, I'm
America or UK or somewhere else in Africa.
Yeah, I'm very partial to Ghana. Besides South Africa, I'm very partial to Ghana and Mozambique, where I'm spending a lot of time. What I did is, when I came back to South Africa, I started a record company about 7 years ago. And that grew into an entertainment company that did publishing and management, you know, with appropriate partners. And now we're developing partnerships in different countries.
Okay.
I know artists in most of the countries.
Yeah.
So we got a partnership in Mozambique with a great guitar player by the name of Jimmy Vugu, who is from Mozambique, but he lived for a long time in South Africa. We have a partnership with our company is called Chisa Entertainment Group,
yeah.
Records, and we have a partnership in Zambia. We're forming a partnership in Kenya and in Uganda, and I have a very strong partnership in Ghana, where I've spent for the last 34 years. I've gone back and forth, and I've been a Ghanaian citizen before I was a citizen of South Africa.
Okay.
Over the years, I spent so much time on and off in Ghana, and in 1977, actually, met a wonderful lady from Ghana, and a little more than, about 12 years ago, we got married, and it is our second home now, Ghana is, But I'm crazy about almost every country in Africa, because the amount of talent is just amazing.
Yeah.
And there isn't a continental African-owned industry in the entertainment.
Yeah.
So I'm very involved in like initiatives to create that kind of collaboration throughout the continent, and also to be involved in other disciplines of the arts, such as music publishing, literature publishing, film, television.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk about your CD, the 2005 CD Revival, because I was reading on the notes there that when you went back to South Africa after some years in exile,
30 years.
Yeah, you found the music industry in a state that you weren't very impressed with, that it was kind of split up into categories and a kind of segregation, and you wanted to do something about that. I guess that's partly the projects that you're involved
well,
in.
Well, the thing
now
is that I went into music when I was 3 years old, and children do not categorize, and in those days there were no categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the saddest things, but like it came from marketing and sales, and of course, like business profits,
yeah,
greed, you
yeah
know. And today, unlike when I was a kid, I'm sure even you can't find a song to sing along with, because now it's a commodity, and whatever the people can buy. And like today, music is targeted to young people, and it's sold like Nintendo or other things, and there isn't the kind of musical integrity that was there in music, I think, up until the 80s, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that in Africa, because there the industry potential is very young, we can actually go into admiring and developing all kinds of artistic excellence. And I still listen to music, and I still treat music from the perspective of a child. I love it all,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Yeah.
And I don't see, from my perspective, I can't be involved in categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I despise where the music industry, the international mm-hmm music industry, where the majors have taken it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready for your current UK tour, which is going to end at the Barbican on Saturday, the 19th of May. Who is going to be playing in your band with you?
Well, our South African band arrived this morning.
Yeah.
Them on the Revival album. But there's John Selulwane, who's on guitar, is from Botswana, and we've been together since our Kalahari band days in Botswana, and I think this is our 26th year together.
Okay.
Francis Fuster is from Sierra Leone, but we've been playing together since 1975 when I met him in Ghana and Nigeria, and he's the percussionist. And then Fana Zulu is our bassist. He's been with me on and off since I came back to South Africa in 1990. And so is Arthur Chabalala, who's our keyboard player, and Solomon Twedi, who's our drummer. They were all in a group called Bayete at the time that I came to South Africa. And that's the band I first played with. And then there's two younger people. Our other keyboard player, S.B. Muilwa, has been with me for the last 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have also our sound engineer, and Fred Malisa, who also came with us. He's a lecturer at Pretoria Technical University. Basically, we've been together as a unit for more than 17 years, on and off, and it's an awesome band.